This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is already seeing a big increase in high wind and dangerous fire weather warnings for the month of April, and it's only half over. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The National Weather Service had issued 26 red flag warnings statewide as of yesterday morning. That's compared to 37 for all of April last year. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hebener in Pueblo says he expects more warnings this week.
It's been a really, really busy month when it comes to fire weather concerns, unfortunately.
Hebener says forecasters are also recording higher than average wind speeds, and they've already issued 4 high wind warnings in southeastern Colorado this month, more than for all of last April. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A fast-moving wildfire nearly burned down the Bent's Old Fort in southeast Colorado Tuesday night. The flames came within inches of the fort walls as fire crews fought to save the historic site. La Junta Fire Chief Brad Davidson was with his team when the fire threatened the building.
I told him, whatever it took, protect that fort. That has a lot of history and it's a landmark.
Crews were able to save the fort along with the park's animals barricaded inside. However, 75% of the park's 800 acres burned. This was one of multiple fires in the region, including a fire in Fort Lyon that destroyed 2 homes and a fire in Trinidad. A new state law encourages Colorado communities to build bike trails underneath power lines. Governor Jared Polis signed the legislation yesterday. It comes as Colorado utilities are set to rapidly expand their transmission systems to add new wind and solar. These companies are now required to put together materials about the benefits of power line trails and provide them to local governments. Cycling advocates hope that leads to more bike routes between cities far from any vehicle traffic. In Denver, it's 54 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.